Survivors and family members of victims of gun violence held a candlelight vigil in Washington to mark 5 years since the Newtown school shooting. WSHU's Davis Donovan was there.
Hundreds of people crowded into a rustic brick church on Capitol Hill. They lit candles, sang songs, and listened.
From Newtown to Las Vegas, Chicago to Hartford, Sutherland Springs to Aurora, Baltimore to New York.
Several of them read through a long list of places affected by gun violence.
We shed tears for the lives cut short by a gun. We come to remember.
We remember.
The vigil has taken place every year since the Newtown shooting. The gathering doubles as a political call to introduce stricter gun control legislation. Jane Doherty is the sister of Mary Sherlock, an educator who was killed in the Newtown shooting. She read a letter she addressed to her late sister.
I have honored the promise I made to you at your funeral mass. I continue to speak out against gun violence and to tell our story. What happened to you has changed my life.
David Stowe is with Newtown Action Alliance, one of the organizers of the event. He's been to a lot of vigils for victims of gun violence since the Sandy Hook shooting. He says he's seen the mood slowly change over the last 5 years.
There was always this deep sadness initially, and the last year or so, immediately things turned more to anger and to rage and just outrage that this continues to happen, and those that are in power really seem completely unconcerned about doing anything about it.
He says one thing that does give him hope is when families of victims encourage people to honor the departed through acts of kindness and love. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.